The Salt Lake City Police Department says they've made more than 60 arrests since Saturday's protest, but now they are looking for specific people. As KUER's John Reed reports, that includes a man who brought a bow and arrow to the demonstration and others who flipped and burned a police car.
A now infamous video on social media captured the chaotic scene when Brandon McCormick pulled out a hunting bow and aimed it at a crowd of demonstrators, who then rushed in to fight back.
You call yourself an American?
Yes, I'm American! All lives matter!
But even with multiple videos of the event and calls for McCormick's arrest, that hasn't happened yet. Police Chief Mike Brown says they need more to build the case, especially because the officers were about 10 feet away from the scene.
We couldn't see the interaction between him and that crowd. We know he fired an arrow now because we've seen the video. We need somebody that was a victim and a witness to step forward and say, I was the guy they shot at.
Brown says they have filed assault charges, but a witness would strengthen their case. As for the protesters who destroyed the police car, the department has been tweeting out photos of the event and asking for information. One person has already been arrested on federal charges and faces at least 5 years in prison. Two others turned themselves in. But Lex Scott with the Utah chapter of Black Lives Matter says hunting those people down is just going to make matters worse. She says officers should instead be focusing on reforming the department and looking at why there are protests in the first place.
They need to look within themselves and realize that there is a systematic problem. This country is sick of police brutality. This country is sick of police not being held accountable for their actions.
Chief Brown says police brutality is a concern, and he's asking people who may have seen inappropriate uses of force during Saturday's protests to file complaints. But Scott says she won't be convinced the department is making a concerted effort until they start confronting officers who've been accused. John Reed, KUER News.